can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, now, Don, we are coming up to, do you know what the shortest day of the year is called? It's the 22nd of June. You know,
I thought it was the 19th.
No, 22nd.
Okay, so we've got another week to go.
I know it's the 22nd because the longest day is my birthday. That's how I know.
What?
The 22nd of June is the shortest day of the year.
What's the longest day?
22nd December. I think
so. Your birthday's 22nd December.
That's correct, Don.
Mine's the 20th.
Is it, Don? Well, look, we'll send each other birthday greetings. Now, Don, so I think it's called the winter solstice. I think Is it?
Yep.
You know that?
I do.
Not the doldrums.
No, it's solstice.
Anyhow, I just thought I'd say that. Now, this is just idle chat, and wow, has the doctor from Sydney, he sent us some writing instructions, which we're very grateful for.
He said, he's angling for the producer's job on this podcast?
Oh, no, he is.
He's multi-talented.
He's become the de facto producer. He sent us a long, very, very well-received, a text saying, boys, please, I hope you haven't got any shout-outs.
I have one.
No, Don.
What?
No, the doc has said, leave the shout-outs either out altogether or...
Oh, so we're structuring this program now.
Oh, man, is he... He's
why don't you listen to me? You always listen to someone else.
Why don't I listen to you, Don? I tell you what, I'd listen to Marcel Marceau before I listen to you.
He's a mimic at my martyrs.
He's a mute.
Yeah, I know, that's he's right. A mimer.
That's right. That's what I said it for, Don.
Don. Yes, Johnny.
So the doc has sent us some writing instructions. He likes to be part of it, but he's going to take right over. So for God's sake, or anyone's sake, hope you haven't got any shout-outs, have you?
I have. I've got one.
Oh.
Now, we've got to put – where do we slot this in the shout-out?
Well, he said either put them at the end or...
Or not at all?
Or he didn't quite say that, but he was getting around to angling to say that.
So he doesn't like the shout-outs?
No, and he's given us... He's a very good man, the doctor, because he's given us some writing and also some topics, which...
I know.
And he said discuss those before he comes on, and then we've got things to discuss when he comes on. So... Man, it's just fantastic. I used to sit up till all hours of the morning writing notes.
And so did I.
He's just sent it on the text machine.
Do you think he's had a blue with Jody and
with Harry Dawes, Ayatollah?
Well, he had plenty of time on his hands, and he just sat down and text last night.
Well, he must have things might have been quiet in the matrimonial room.
No, well, don't worry about the room, the household.
You reckon what he's
been... Well, we'll ask him about this domestic bliss.
He's been corralled down the back into the study.
Well, I think not corralled, I think he might have been booted out.
Oh, he wouldn't have been booted out.
Oh, he's in the study by himself.
Mate, he'd go into a decline. If he'd been booted out, he wouldn't be sending us texts. He'd be getting in touch with the helpline somewhere.
I think he would too.
He'd be getting counsel. He might have rung up Jeff Kennett, beyond blue.
Do you think so?
Well, he's beyond blue, isn't he? Or he was.
Is he a counsellor?
Jeff's not a counsellor, but he's the head of the organ. Or he was
but
the head
why
of
why would you ring him? He's not the counsellor.
Well, yeah, he might ring Jeff and say, Jeff, I'm having just a small amount of angst and trouble at home.
And what would Jeff say to him? What would Jeff?
Oh, Jeff say, thanks for ringing, Ben. Yes, I'll tell you what to do. I'll put you in touch with... I'll put you in touch with Phoebe Swanson. She can help you. She's a consultant and
counsellor.
No, not a counsellor. No, she is.
I thought you were going to get in contact with Phoebe Byrne.
Who?
when you said Phoebe, I immediately thought of Fiona Byrne.
Oh, Phoebe, yeah, well, she could up. Fiona Byrne can do it. She's in Heart Balm, and although she doesn't like to be called Heart Balm, she
writes the Heart Balm.
Well, she doesn't. And she does sometimes. Why am I speaking like this? She doesn't like to be called a gossip columnist either.
She doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
What does she like?
Well, she's just relevant information. She could have broken the story. Did you notice, Don, before we get on to the doctors, very, very good topics, there was 10 pages of Bailey Smith taking recreational drugs, holding up bags, his picture. They've completely dissected the boy's life. 10 pages. Phoebe might have... I noticed Tony, poor old Tony, who's a good friend of ours, Tone, who... I think it said in the paper, hijacked a Uber car and ran rampant and had the coppers chase him. That happened in December. I didn't see it in the Herald Sun at all. But there was 10 pages of young Bailey Smith.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's just nonsense.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
If the kid wants to do drugs...
No, it's not so much that, Don.
No.
But as the boy from the Sydney Swans 15 years ago, Dale Lewis, said 70%
yes, exactly.
of the people take recreational drugs. The football is just in the off-season, just as a bit of a letdown, and was roundly condemned, and I reckon he might have underestimated it. I reckon probably 90%...
He didn't say off-season, he said, you know, so many...
Anyhow, so Bailey has erred, and, if you say he's erred, didn't go out and get pissed and get legless and drive a car, he just took a bag of the Bolivian sugar.
We know, all know that, but I'm asking your opinion.
Well, I'm giving it on...
Well, geez, you're going about a long way. Get to the point.
What, that it's all right to take drugs?
Hey, it's his decision. If he's a fool and he wants to take them, that's his decision. If he does it away from the football club, that's his decision. One opportunity in life, and Bailey, this is your opportunity, mate.
That's not that.
What?
It's the scum, the scab that let the photo go, that put it out
Where do you think that came from?
Well, I have no idea, but it's the scab and the scum.
Someone very close to Bailey.
Okay, well, what would you put it out on social media for? And it's not all right for him. It's not all right for him to take drugs or anyone to be exposed, because then the whole fabric of the AFL is brought into question.
Come on, mate.
No, I know, but this is the knee-jerk
reaction. When I played, we had a fellow that hit the grog and he became an alcoholic. Now, he ruined his career.
Yes, Don.
He ruined his career. Now, that's his choice.
I'm with you, Don. You make your own choices, but if you don't put a clamp on people taking recreational drugs who are playing in the AFL, it gives a bad signal to the youth
Listen, just turn them over until you get the right individuals. And if he doesn't come up, he doesn't come up. Get someone else that does come up.
Extremely high profile players who have tested several times.
I know, three strikes.
They've tested several. This is why Beveridge, Luke, says that we should do away with all the strike policies.
That's
because
right.
Because it's no good throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There's some very, very good players still playing today who have tested positive several
times
for recreation.
But they've
so
also.
So, what are you going to cut your nose
hang
off
on.
To spite your face
Did you
and
re-
kick them out of the club?
Do you realise if you self report, put your hand up and say, yes, I did take them.
Yes.
You don't get a strike. Well, not a strike or whatever
that's,
it is.
That's why Beveridge, I presume, has said it's a joke.
And the whole of society is a joke at the moment.
See, so then if you put your hand up and self-report, well, then you get Phoebe, again, who is... Phoebe, who is an acolyte, which means an assistant to Jeff Kennett on Beyond Blue, she will then counsel people like Bailey Smith or drug. And while
you've
she's,
lost me. I thought we took Phoebe was the one who did the gossip column.
Phoebe might be working for Jeff Kennett Beyond Blue, so then she counsels Bailey Smith after she's finished with the doctor.
What about a column? When does she write that?
Well, she writes it in between. She might get some of her titbits and snippets from chats with people like... That Jeff's put her onto. So once he's finished, Phoebe's finished with... the doctor up in Sydney in his matrimonial woes, if there's any.
Oh, she's going to help him.
I just said that. She might be doing...
I don't know if the doctor's got... Anyhow, he's given us plenty of stuff and we haven't got onto any of it. So we're going to get onto it now. Now, he says... No, well, I don't know if he wants... This. He said, did you know, notice that men are whinging about their sex life?
Are they?
They're whinging about the excuses. A bloke put out an edict, I think, on TikTok. Do you know what TikTok is?
No.
TikTok is an extraordinary social platform where people try and do the most horrendous things. Anything.
What
like
do you mean? Please, I'm ignorant.
People
tell
post
me.
Themselves doing extraordinary sex acts, extraordinary acts of stupidity.
Like Jackass or what? You know that.
Oh, it's geez, Jackass on steroids. It is.
Is it really?
Oh yes, it is. And. And of course, a lot of porn.
Really?
This is his other topic. His other topic. He said that. Did you know the Crazy Horse porn cinema?
Oh shit!
That's closing down, yeah. Don.
You're joking.
After a whole career and a whole lifetime of showing
pornographic
films.
Well, back in the
60s,
there were a number of those little theatres in Melbourne.
Crazy Horse.
There was one in Bourke Street, I remember,
and
of course, downstairs.
Crazy Horse would have closed down because now things on TikTok, you want to have a look at some of the things that people do on TikTok sexually and just antisocial things they do. And Pornhub now has taken over. Remember Pornhub?
No, I don't.
Remember we had Miss World Nude here? She's three times or twice. The beautiful young lass, Salvatore. What was her name?
Isabel.
Isabel Salvatore.
Del Tor.
Isabel. You know, well, you can't remember your own name, but
no,
you remember,
but I can remember
her
that
name from a year ago.
Oh, Isabel, it was 2-3 years ago, wasn't
Isabel
it?
Isabel Del Tor. Yeah, you manhandled her here. Lucky she's been manhandled by blokes all over the world, so she didn't bat an eyelid when you manhandled her, but you nearly ripped all her clothes off here. So Isabel Del Tor, if you want to... So you can see her and a lot of other people on Pornhub or TikTok. That's probably why the Crazy Horse... has closed. Did you ever go to the Crazy Horse? I noticed.
No, I went to one in Bourke Street, I told you. There was downstairs. It was up near the Australia Arcade.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for laughs now?
Hang on. You went to Pornhub. Where did you... not Pornhub. You went to the Crazy Horse. You went downstairs, did you? Just
not I said to you, back in the 60s, yes. There were a lot of these little...
Which one did you go to?
The one beside the Australia
and what
Arcade.
Who did you go with?
By myself. But I sat in the back row.
Oh, dear. What, did you have gloves on or what? What did you do? Just watch. Was it a good plot? What happened? Man came out with a large Roger and gave a couple of people a seeing to, men, women and beasts. What did you do, Don? Did you take the top off it? Don, did you? Geez, you'd be pretty starchy up the back seats.
I had a lot of topics written there.
Well, hang on. Well, that's a topic. This is the doc sent. Did you know Crazy Horses closed down and a woman, a spokesman, have a listen to this for an unlikely name. Jill Mellon Robertson. That's a hyphenated name. Jill Mellon Robertson. Jill. Jill said, it's very sad. There's so much history here that's just gone into the ether, Jill said. So you went to crazy, or you went to a pornographic film night at a venue and you went downstairs and you sat up the back row on your own. And how old were you, Don? Or was this just a couple of weeks ago? How long ago? How old were you? How old were you? Were you sexually active in those days? Or yeah, I suppose you would have to be over 18 to get in, would you? Did you wear all that fancy shit you got on now with watch chains and scarves and waistcoats? did you wear the baggy tweeds into the cinema and you got a huge raging iron in your pants and you smuggled it out into the streets and let loose out there with anything that stood erect and was breathing? No, Don, what did you do up the back on your own? How long did you stay? I went and saw last night. Speaking about films, because you rang me.
Oh, shit, I thought you were dead.
You rang me in the theatre.
I don't give a rat's ding.
Lucky I had the phone on silent.
Well, why don't you communicate?
Why do I have rang to tell around you I've Melbourne, gone to the
cinema? Thinking, oh, here he is, he's bloody dropped dead in the flat.
What? Because I didn't answer the phone.
Yes, because you didn't ring, you don't communicate.
Did you ring me 15 times
a day? I do not ring you 15 times. That's an exaggeration. I would have liked to have known.
I was in the cinema, Don.
Well, I don't care. You could have answered. I started early, late afternoon. What were you doing?
So I was watching a film.
So you started late afternoon and kept going through till 9 o'clock. Talk about me at the Star or whatever it's called.
What are you talking about? I didn't see.
What, did you go by yourself?
No, I was.
Who with?
It's irrelevant who I
was. The agent.
I didn't go with the agent, though. The agent wonders who I was going with.
Domestic
no,
here.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she did.
She did not. Now, listen. So I went and saw. I can do a film review, if you like. I went and saw. Have you heard of Top Gun Maverick?
What?
Top Gun Maverick, it's called. Top Gun. Have you heard of Top Gun?
Yeah, that was Tom Cruise years ago.
30 or 20 years ago.
Yeah,
about they bought the new one out.
Update, a second.
Yes, Don.
What's it like?
Well, it's a kid's show.
You would have been right in your element.
It's just a giant
like Bluey
film
and
that
Bingo.
Could have been made in a video.
Similar to Bingo and Bluey? Do you watch that?
It could have been made in a video arcade. It was just special effects and perhaps they were in the planes. There was no storyline. But they covered most of the bases that are now required for making movies these days.
Did he do his own stunts or were there many stunts in this?
Oh, stunts.
Well, Tom does his own stunts, doesn't he?
He rode a motorbike quickly without a helmet on. And here they nearly covered all the bases because now it's a requirement now when you make a movie that you got to have, of course, people of colour, you got to have white people, you got to have women, you got to have men.
Bullshit. Do you really?
Absolutely. You've got to have people who have a disability. Either have to have people who either have a disability in the film or on the crew. But mate, I'm not making this up. They have to have one of the alphabet genders, you know, the L, B, G, D, Q, A, B, C, D genders. They all have to be represented. So I took big note of this because the film is nothing more than a kid's show, just a whole lot of noise and planes flying and, you know, it's entertaining, I suppose, but there was no storyline. It was that typical American schmaltzy shit lines that they carry on with. Hang on. And there was a black man, a couple of black men, white men, a couple of black women, a white woman. When I say someone with a disability, Val Kilmer, because he was Ice in the previous film, but he had something wrong with his throat and couldn't speak. In fact, he typed out his, this was an interesting thing in the film. Tom Cruise was speaking to him, Maverick, he couldn't speak because he had throat cancer or something, and he typed out on a word machine. And we had to read it all on the word processor. And at the end he said, oh, make sure that you... He started talking. I thought, well, why would he have been typing out the stuff in the first place? He could talk. So I'm not sure
You've lost me. In real life, has he got throat cancer?
I'm not sure. The person I went to the movies with said that he had, in real life, got throat cancer. But I don't know if that's... Maybe I misread
that. Talking about storylines.
So that was the film. So if you want to take... I was just saying, I'm doing a film critique on Maverick Top Gun. It was a crock of shit. Okay, but if you like being entertained with loud noises and swishing planes and the schmaltzy rhetoric and dialogue, well, that's your go.
Talking about films... I've laid on my back for 2 weeks recuperating from that skin cancer and I came across 4 new episodes of Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
So you talk about a good series. There's 40-odd episodes.
Yep. Yes, and I've seen Peaky Blinders.
You have. Isn't it an interesting production? Well filmed, yes. Well acted. The costumes are good. The lighting's good. The storyline is completely different. I bet
the people who made that didn't make Top Gun Maverick then.
No, this was very, very good show. Peaky Blinders.
Good. Don't just lying on your back there, were you? Just
for 2 weeks. Well, I've got stitches in my ankle.
My ankle, yeah. Now, that's interesting, Don.
Why?
I'm saying that's interesting. That's not quite some of the topics that the doctor has given us, but we've discussed... we did discuss the Crazy Horse. I'm still... You didn't give me any information as to why you were at the Crazy Horse and what made you go in there in the first place. Were you feeling a bit frisky, were you? Were you feeling frisky why you went in there? This is a serious question, Don. You'd be walking down the street and you thought, shit, there's a porn cinema. I'll just pop in there. What were you in the city for and what were you looking for that particularly? Or you thought, shit, I'll just go in and just have bit of a glance.
No, it was a Sunday afternoon. Will you shut up, little Sir Echo, if you want an answer?
Right, thank you.
It was a winter's day.
Yep, like
we
today.
We played football on the Saturday.
Yeah.
When I'd done our training, recovery session Sunday morning. It was a bleak, overcast day on a Sunday. I had nothing to do, so I went for a wander. Wandered through the city. And here and behold...
Wasn't the sound of music on?
I just happened to be walking James down Bond. Burke Street and I looked at this. There was no one...
Sheila with big breasts... on the billboard, Don?
No.
And a man with a giant Roger standing next to you, and you thought, that's my go. I've just been to training. I'm feeling pretty fit, and it's a cold winter's day. I'm going to sneak in there, get some popcorn and maybe a choc top.
Now, when has Ben allowing us to send some shout-outs?
Not at all, no. And
has he put a time?
No, he didn't put an embargo on it, no, but he just said... Leave the shout-outs, boys, until... Oh, I think he was trying to say, don't bother about the shout-out.
Well, I've got one.
Well, hang on. We're going to do it at the end when he said we should do it. So that was one of the topics he sent in. I'm not sure that he wants us to say that they're his topics. He just wanted we've thought them up.
No, he wants recognition. He's a little bit low at the moment.
No.
His ego's a bit deflated.
Did he go to the Logies? Was the Logies on?
Oh, too sweet. That's a memorable thing for you.
How was that bit in the dust? Look, we have no interest
you
in
you got
it down
booed
here.
At the Logies, didn't you?
Booed? Oh, I could boot everywhere I go.
I know. Gary Lyon and...
James.
James Brayshaw got up to accept an award and they booed. I know, and they still booed.
Yeah, that couldn't ask.
Was that up on the Gold Coast?
No.
I was going to take up a bit of a petition too to get you recognised too. OAM, Services to Media.
Now, do you know who got an OAM?
No.
You do. You know, a man who used to be on this. Maybe.
Who, Rod Law?
No, Mickey Sheehan. What? Rod Law.
He got an OAM. OAM.
I wouldn't have thought so. He might have. Mick Sheehan got an OAM. Might have been because of the stellar work he did on the podcast here before he jumped ship. And isn't it? It's so good on Mick, isn't it? Isn't it good that he got what an OAM? Now, here's an interesting thing. I thought he was a Republican. An OAM on Queen's birthday, is an award given by sort of the Queen, isn't it? Or doesn't it come out on Queen's birthday because it's got something to do with royalty?
Award of it. Oh.
So I would have thought, he might have declined it saying, I'm a Republican, I don't want to get an OAM from the Queen.
Actually, that's a good, no.
And what's the difference between an OAM and an AM? Australian
OBE,
medal.
OBE, isn't it?
An AM is an Australian
order
medal.
Of the British Empire or something, OBE.
Anyway, I wonder
I think that's an Australian award, OAM.
Do you think he would have got it for his services on this podcast? Because he was very good. And, it looked like him and the Rocket weren't across anything that happened outside the metropolitan area. They couldn't speak about anything else, world politics or anything else going on. But I suppose... But anyhow, you didn't have to because that wasn't our charter in those days. Now we've branched out a bit because we've got the doc in and I'm doing the panel. I've learned how to do the panel. Thank you. Thank heavens. No, it's going well. And we've never looked back, actually. How did that come up, Don? So it's good, isn't it, that he got an OAM, Order of Australia Medal, even though he's a Republican. Don't you think?
I'm going to take up one for you. Start a petition. You know how you do that.
Yeah, right. And I got booed at the Logies. You wait.
And you get somebody to nominate you, and then you just get all these people, and consequently, they're going to write glowing references.
Is that how it happens?
Yeah,
I was asked.
I was asked to do one for a person.
Write a reference. So you get nominated, yeah. And then if you can get enough support, they give you one. I thought a panel of people.
No, you've submitted.
Oh,
it's a bit like
fancy submitting your name to get an OAM.
It's a bit like the what is that thing both of us supposed to have gone to last night?
You and I.
Hall of Fame. That AFL Hall of Fame.
Was that on?
That was on last night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Don't you get?
Why didn't we? We should have gone, Don.
No, I wouldn't have gone.
We could have met Gil. No, you know.
Oh, how's your coffee? Have you had that coffee yet?
No, I could have said to him, man, I'm still waiting for a latte.
Do you think he...
Gil.
Do you think that was just a throwaway line?
Oh, mate.
He wouldn't be like that, just throw...
Shallow Hal.
No, I don't question.
Shallow Hal.
Don't
you remember
question.
That movie, Shallow Hal?
No, he's got a very good big position.
Position.
No, I think it was sincere.
He's about the most sincere, insincere person I know.
Do you know him?
Yeah, well, I've sorts. I've
seen How?
Him. I've just said I've seen him around.
Does he acknowledge you?
Well, he used to. He wouldn't now.
Do you think he'll come on the podcast when he finishes at the AFL?
I think there'd be more chance of you solving world hunger than him coming on the podcast, but I'd love to have him on.
Well, he's a friend of yours.
He is. I'd love to sit opposite him and say, Gil, could you explain several things to us about how you're running this competition?
It'll be in the past
and
tense.
How you're falling over backwards to tick every box that might be considered woke and politically correct without actually worrying about the fabric of the game.
To get in that Hall of Fame, there's been a few personalities that are not nominated by the club that they played for. Do you understand that what I'm trying to say?
I have no idea what you're saying.
You know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Well, go on, you explain to the listener.
Well, a lot of people haven't been nominated or a few of them, I know at least.
Because they've scarpered away from the club and gone elsewhere.
And who actually nominates them? It's not the club. Again, it's a bit like an OBE or whatever you like to call it, OAM. Or someone just has to nominate you and then second you, and in you go.
Well, I didn't know AAMs, you got nominated. Fancy writing your name down and saying, oh, could you put me up to get enough votes to get an OAM? Is that how it works? You sure? I don't think that's how it works.
The other thing which interests me about that Hall of Fame that we're into, the football one, why don't they go back? There's got to be players that haven't been recognised in years gone by that are just not recognised. Why is it all done in recent history, you know, all these guys' recent history, memory?
Who got into the Hall of Fame this time, Don, that were memorable? Didn't even know
Mike
it was
Fitzpatrick.
On.
Listen, I might miss out on a few of these, so I might leave somebody out, so I shouldn't really...
I saw Mike Fitzpatrick the day before yesterday. Isn't that extraordinary? Where did I see him?
I don't know.
I saw him and I was speaking to him. Isn't
you're joking.
That
the commissioner?
He's not on the commission.
That'd be a terrific...
He's not on the commission, is he?
That'd be... You two are full of personality. It would have been an interesting conversation. You and Mike Fitzpatrick.
What a
bundle of fun that would
Mike
have been.
Mike has got as much personality...
I would have been fascinated to
listen
to you
Mike has got
two.
As much personality as the back of a handball court.
He's got a very nice wife,
I've played golf
Helen.
With him. What?
His wife is very,
no, he's
very
nice
lady.
Man. He's a very nice man. I've played golf with him down at Point Lonsdale.
Really? Did you
he's
talk
domiciled
to him?
Down. Pardon?
Did he talk?
Of course. And that's a very good question. He didn't talk for the whole round of golf.
There you go.
Took it very seriously.
Oh, it couldn't
I
be
said,
that.
Lighten up, Mike. Come on, Mikey. What are you hitting
in
here?
You're probably upsetting by your language.
I said, what are you hitting in here? On the 16th hole, the first words he ever uttered, I said, what club are you hitting in here, Mikey? And he said, 6. I said, a six iron? He didn't even say iron. He just said, six. And at the end of it, I said, well, great to play with you, Mike. He said, likewise. And then we repaired into the clubhouse, and I think he had a shandy, and I had a very water. Stiff whiskey. No, I was drinking in those days. He made me drink. And he's a very good man, though. And he, do you know what he is? He's a Rhodes Scholar.
Did you throw any clubs?
Only at him.
Well, that day that I caddied for you at the Huntingdale, what was that? What's that? Riversdale Road. What was that tournament? We were playing football.
Yeah,
in those
no, that,
days.
That was the Victorian. That was the Australian amateur tournament.
Well, no, anyway, what it was. Or just remember. Give us a. Oh, what do you? What up, iron do you want? Oh, give us a. I think it was a 9-iron, a par 3. I'll walk up. You just stay here next to the green. So I'm turning my back. You've gone up to tee off. The next minute, it was like a boomerang. You know that.
like a.
And it whistled past.
Like a
you
waddy.
Have thrown the bloody.
I was throwing
9-iron from the tee,
yeah,
whistle past my.
I was throwing it at you because you're annoying me.
I'm put down by the green. Did you get penalised for that?
No, I was throwing it at you.
Conduct unbecoming.
Jeez. So Mike. Mike is a Rhodes Scholar, and it's not a ROA.
Well, is that a derogatory term? You say to somebody, "You a Rhodes Scholar," you know, a dummy.
He's not with Vic Rhodes. It's not that sort of road.
We know what it is. That's a derogatory term. I say to you, "Are you a Rhodes Scholar?" Meaning you got no brains.
Yeah, that.
So are you insinuating he's not very smart?
No, he is genuinely a Rhodes Scholar. And
that means that he's genuinely
and
dumb.
And he was in the finance industry, and he was. What did he do on the commission? Did he?
He was a chairman.
What did he do? Just had the gavel and said order, order. And did he do anything?
No.
Anyhow, he's a very nice man. Now, so who besides Mike? No, we've strayed from the doctor's topics. We're going to close this off. I'm going to have to re.
I need a coffee.
Just tell me.
Hey, what about the shout-out?
Hang on, Don. He said we can do them at the end of a segment. What? Tell me this.
I've got so many topics.
Who else was in? Well, they're not going to override the doctor's topics. Who else was inducted into the Hall of Fame? That of note. Anyway, who? Mike Fitzpatrick? Don't tell me it was just him.
Everybody paled into insignificance.
Well, who else?
I don't know.
You don't.
But as long as Mike's in there, that's all we're worrying about.
No, we're not.
What?
Why
wouldn't you take a bit of interest in local affairs
I
or
didn't
current
even
affairs?
I didn't know it was on. I didn't know Mike Sheen got no AM until you said it.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Don. I just don't read the paper. So tell
you
me.
You don't read the paper?
No.
Where do you get you talking about?
Where do I get information from the doc? He's setting topics.
What about your mate in America?
Don Trump.
Ho-ho.
Isn't he fantastic?
No, have they ripped the boots in the border and
Don,
all?
Don.
Now, what are you?
Don, now please. Now,
oh,
please.
So where's your. Okay.
So the only thing that they're so shit scared that Donald Trump's going to run again.
So his daughter is?
The January 6th, they said, was the greatest impost into democracy when some of the Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building, didn't do anything except invaded the Congress.
That was shocking.
Oh, was not shocking.
Oh, come on, John. So, that was vandalism at its worst, and you had cretins going in no respect whatsoever.
Oh, Don, please. The only thing they can hang their hat on, that stupid man who's mentally retarded,
who?
Joe, the president.
He's not.
He is. So the only thing they can try and get the Republicans or Trump is the fact that he disputed the election, quite rightly so, because it was a bogus election. Because a bogus election, Don. But the only thing they can get him is that his supporters stormed the Capitol building protesting about the result of the election, and yet for 2 years the Black Lives Matter people backed by the Democratic Party burnt that country to the ground and suffered no consequences at all. Don't start me on that. This is why we didn't have those discussions with the people who used to be on here, the Rocket and Mick, because they had no idea what they were talking about. It was like speaking to the back of handball court.
Yeah, now, but hang on. People that were close to him advised him that the election wasn't rigged. And my information, you correct me if I'm wrong, it was Giuliano. He was the one who was encouraging him to dispute the election.
Don. When you have, I've said this at the time, but it's looking out your back window, but the eyes go vacant. The governors of four states decided that it would be all right to have postal votes rather than taking that vote to the legislature. The government of the states decide if you can have postal votes. They had millions of postal votes. They were harvested. They had the social media led by Mark Zuckerberg stopped Trump's. Had algorithms that stopped all the information and all the pro ads for the Democratic Party weren't allowed to go on the social media because the algorithms prevented it. They had the postal votes and the counting of them. They have film of people harvesting the votes and picking them up. And we've said this many times before. It's wherever you get your news. So CNN are shills for the Democratic Party. Fox are supporters of the Republicans. And if you could tell me that people invading the Congress was worse than Black Lives Matter burning the country to the ground for 18 months and causing billions and billions worth of damage in that bogus organisation, and it's purely designed to stop Trump running. They're trying everything they can because they're shit scared, because that country has gone to shit. Have a look at every single factor that country hangs its hat on, and it's in the toilet. It's in the shit house. Now, Don, don't start me on all that sort of stuff. So I think we're just going to close off. We've had a very vibrant start.
Jeez,
to this.
I'm just wanting to recover from covering
some of the topics, the docs, but I'm give a shout out now quickly because this is the end of this segment here. You give a shout out quickly. Doc, if you're listening to this, mate, we've held off. Don's going to do a shout out because we're winding this segment down.
Well, one of my delights is finding good coffee shops.
Is this a shout out?
You tell me to set the scene.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ian Bremner and I, Brem played football at Hawthorn on the half-back flank and a couple of premierships with
him. Don't whisper.
Oh, well, you're a control freak.
Ian Bremner we played.
Anyway, we're down in the vicinity and we found a coffee shop in Norman Avenue, Frankston South. It's called The Flourish, and Robert Rees.
It's called The Flourish.
Yeah, coffee shop. I can thoroughly recommend it.
Robert
Rees actually said, go in there, you get a decent coffee, and he listens to the podcast. Now, Robert is into security alarms, phone data, TV antennas. Jeez, I'm going to give you a ring, Robert.
You haven't got a TV.
Oh, no, my aerial's playing up. The wind. You know that we've had wind.
Yeah, you've got wind. Get a coat hanger and stick it in your chimney.
Is that what works?
Yeah, that's what people do on their cars.
Recom, it's called. Recom communication. I'm ringing this.
So go on.
Do it at a right rate too.
Well, go on.
Robert Rees at Recom. No, he suggested we go to this place called Flourish. A very, very nice coffee. So Norman Avenue, Frankston South.
So I live in the city here, and Frankston is a two-hour drive away from where I am. So I should drive down and get a coffee
when you
at
go
Frankston,
and play golf,
should I?
You could detour when you're playing golf at the National.
Well, I've got one. All right. I've got a shout-out for a friend of mine called Jamie.
Jamie?
It's a woman.
Really?
Well, the last time I looked at her,
I just worried about the name Jamie.
She was a woman. She is a woman. And she, I'm sending a shout out. I don't think she even listens to the podcast, but I'll tell her that we're giving her a shout out. She takes photographs, and taken photographs, and is starting a greeting card business by taking photographs of bees that are sucking honey out of petals of flowers. Comfy scenes.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to get my mind around.
Rainbow, she took a picture of a rainbow.
Hang on, she's taking pictures of bees.
Bees on settling on petals of plants, you know, things that make you feel warm and fluffy.
Really?
She can make you feel warm and fluffy. She's a good girl.
Good girl.
A good girl. A nice girl. And she's taking photographs of what?
Hang on, where did we come across,
some potty
Jane?
Cows?
Who?
Potty cow?
No, potty calves.
Potty calves, is it?
Yeah.
All right, she took pictures of potty calves.
Well, where did you meet Jamie?
I've known that Jamie and I, I've known her for a long time.
She's and not like the agent and does things
she's not like the agent, but she's good. So she's starting a greeting card business, and I can't give any more information.
Jamie. What's her name? Jamie.
Jamie.
So why are you plugging her business if you don't give her a name?
Did give her a name, Jamie.
Did she accompany you to the Top Gun?
No.
So we went by ourselves to Top Gun?
No, I said I went with someone.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said that, Don. Oh. Unlike going to the Crazy Horse after training one day and going down and sitting up the back like you
myself.
Did, I went to Top Gun with someone. Now, Don, so they're the shout-outs. So what we're going to do...
That's the end of the segment, so you'll be happy, the producer.
And then we're coming back with some more topics he's given us. I haven't even got onto the topics that I had. My pissy topics, they were... one of my little pissy topics.
Listen, don't. It'll be embarrassing. Because they were terrific topics he gave us. You can see why he's so popular and so successful.
I can. I watched the... all right. So I'm stopping it now. So just a minute. Now, what do I do?
Hit that you can't be serious thing.
No, I don't. I go...
The music.
Shut up.
Around the streets late at night, I'm worried because